Look at Congressman Upshaw. In the wheelchair 66 years. Sit there in California that night and come out and walk to the platform. They stand there and start the prayer line. And I said, I see a colored lady here before me. And she's got a little baby. There's a doctor standing it's operating on that baby. It's paralyzed. The doctor was standing wearing tortoise shell glasses. And it paralyzed the baby. Way down outside there, a typical old Aunt Jemima, weighing about 250 pounds. Here she comes knocking the ushers every way, pulling that set that her baby was on. The Lordy mercy, that was my baby. And the usher said, you can't come in the line, you're having a prayer card, lady. I said, lady, she said, I was going up there, and they couldn't hold her, she's too big for him. So she's pushing right on through the line. Yeah. She went on up. And when she got there, almost there, I said, just a minute, lady. If the Lord God could know what she's got, I said, that's the baby, all right. I said, I cannot tell you nothing about it. I said, the only thing I know is just pray for the baby, and I'll do that from right here. I said, but the only thing I can face what I see. She said, that was about 2 years ago, sir. And she said, my baby, when they removed the tonsil, it paralyzed the baby. It said, it's been paralyzed. I said, well, if your faith could touch him to bring that down, why don't you sit there and pray? I turned around and I said, as I was saying in my message, I looked and I seen going down the street. It looked like an alley. A little colored girl, the same one, with a doll on her arm, rocking it as she went along. I said, Auntie, God has heard your prayer. The baby's healed. Up got the baby and I had to quieten it with like a militia and take that baby down through the crowd like that. Just a few minutes, I said, I see an old man. He's on a haystack. Now he's a young boy. He fell hurt his back. I said, they had to bore holes in the floor to keep his top from vibrating off the floor. A bunch of believers, everybody in one heart and one heart, said, hundreds and times hundreds. And I said, he becomes a great man, a speaker, something. And it left me. I went on, started on. Just then, Dr. Ern Baxter found out way back there in the wheelchair group, way back in the bank. He said, that was Congressman Upshaw. Did you ever hear of him? I said, no, sir. He said, back years ago, he ran for president. I said, I don't know, sir. I said, he said, if I bring him, he said, show him. I said, who is he? He said, sitting right there. And so they wheeled him up. His wife did. He said, young man, how'd you ever know me? He said, Dr. Roy E. Davis, the one that ordained you in the Missionary Baptist Church. And he was a head speaker for the Southern Baptist Convention. He said, he was the one sent you here for your prayer. He said, I've been prayed for since I was a little boy. But I always believed that God would heal me because I took the right stand in the time of probation. When the liquor was going to be brought in, I was called one of the dry bones. He said, I lost the president of the United States because of my stand. I said, that's a gallant thing, sir. I said, may the Lord bless you. I said, all right, bring your first patient here, the first person. Come up. When it did, something happened to the lady and told her about it. I turned to look again, and I seen that old congressman with a pinstripe suit on, a red necktie, going down, bowing and stuff like this, and he was walking out across the people. I said, Congressman, Jesus Christ has honored you. You're 86 years old now. But God has honored you. Look like when you go to healing, he's when he's a boy, and your bones is all brittle and all, flexible and so forth. I said, look like it healed you then, but he healed you now. He said, do you mean I'm healed now? I said, duh. Saith the Lord. I said, if you got a pinstripe suit, he said, he's wearing a dark suit with a red tie. I said, you got a pinstripe suit? He said, yes, sir, just bought one the other day. I said, rise up. Jesus Christ makes you whole. And how many know him? Testimony stood on the Billy Graham's meeting on the White House steps and saying, leaning on the everlasting arm, never went to crutches or wheelchairs again as long as you live.
Amen.
Jack Moore and I was down in Old Mexico that night. We're having you let down over the wall. A little woman there, a little Mexican Catholic. The night before that, laid hands on an old blind man. He got his sight. This little woman, he said, Billy, come to me. He said, Daddy, I called the man Manana. Manana means tomorrow. He was so slow. He was giving out the prayer cards. And Billy went with him to see if he didn't sell one. So he said, hey, get out all the prayer cards. And this little woman's got a baby that died this morning. It's nearly 10 o'clock at night. Outside in that bull ring there in the rain just pouring down. So he got a big open field light. He said, they brought me in, let me down some ladder. I said, Brother Jack Moore, and is here now. He is on the platform. Said, I've got 300 ushers standing there. I can't hold that woman. Said, she'll climb up on her shoulders, run between her legs. And I told her she couldn't get up here because she didn't have a prayer card. We ain't got more prayer cards. She didn't care about that. She won't have hands laid on that baby. She's seen a Catholic man who's been blind for 20 or 30 years receive his sight. But he's prayed for her. And a rack of old garments. You think this is something? Oh, three times this platform, stacked down high, just as far as you can see it, old shawls and hats. How do you ever know who it belongs to? I don't know. But they believe!
Amen.
Simple, call faith!
Hallelujah.
So, I said, well, I said to Brother Jack,
He and I are quarter hair of the same, you know. So I said, Brother Jack, she wouldn't know the difference between you and I. You go down there and pray for the baby. And he said, all right, Brother Dan. He started down. And Jack said, right there. So I started to preach like this. And I looked. And I seen a little Mexican baby, a little black-faced baby, standing here in front of me, just smiling. His little gums didn't have any teeth. I said, wait a minute. Bring the baby here. I said, Lord God, I don't know if she have a crucifix in her hand. I replied, means Father. I said, yeah. She had a little blue-looking blanket and a little baby stiff, dead, laying on it, just soaking wet, her hair all down, a pretty little lady, probably her first baby in her 20s, you know, she's holding it down like this, and I said, I'll pray for the baby. I laid my hands, I don't interpret the prayer. I said, Lord God, I only seen the vision, I don't know, and about that time, it let out a kick and began screaming and crying. I said, Brother Espinosa, to the chairman of the meeting, I said, don't you just take that woman's testimony. You stand a witness to that, to the doctor. The doctor signed a witness which appears in the man's voice of healing. The baby died with double pneumonia that morning at 9 o'clock in his office, pronounced dead. No respiration, has been laying in the rain all day, dead. And was healed, is alive today, as far as I know, living to the kingdom of God. Anything out of Africa where I see 30,000 raw heathens get her life in Jesus Christ. God, Jesus Christ, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. As His witness, your mind is the jury, and your action is your judge. Now, bow your heads just a moment. Lord Jesus, the trial hasn't started. How many more could we call up here on the platform? You said that if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You said the works that I do shall you also. The woman touched your garment. You turned and told her what had happened. And you keep all your words. There's none of them wrong. The wrong is in the unbeliever, Lord. Mr. Unbeliever. He's the one that contaminates the person. Mr. Skeptic. And that impatient one that can't wait upon the Lord and yet calling himself the seed of Abraham. Oh, Holy Spirit, the defense witness, you know who has faith and who don't. God, I pray that you'll move back ever unbelief this afternoon. And may the great judge of all the earth come forward now, the one who wrote the word. He is the word. May he come forward. As these people pass through here to be healed this afternoon, may each one of them make up their mind now. Their own trial. I'm laying it right in their laps, Lord. Their mind is their jury. And the way they act from here on when you pass through this line will prove what they think about the Word of God. So grant, Lord, that this last message that you preach to your disciples when you commission them, the last words that fell from your sacred lips, if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That is, believers. Last things you said. The first commission you ever commissioned man to do. Matthew 10 was heal the sick, cast out devils. Free as you receive, free to give. The last commission, go into all the world, cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lord, may the people realize that faith anchors like it did to all these witnesses. They believe it. No matter, it don't have to happen now, but what you said, you bring it to pass. You said if you don't doubt in your heart, by and by it shall come to pass. The seed has to grow. May the people see it and understand. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you a believer?
Amen.
Now, he keeps all of his words. You believe that?
Yes.
Now, real reverent, everybody, just a moment before we call the prayer. We want order. Now, remember, have you made up your mind? Have you come to a verdict, jury? Raise your hands if you come to a verdict. Is God justified or not justified? Is His word, is He the same yesterday and forever? Or is He not? Now, if you raise your hand, pass through this line, then the way you act from here out, you act like Abraham or Mr. Unbeliever, Mr. Skeptic, Mr. Impatient. Discard them. Believe Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. I'm a stranger to you, but I'll let you know that He still is here, and if you just accept His word in your heart, now you might not be able to do this. We have one of them in one generation. There was one Moses, ever the rest of them didn't have to turn a dust into fleas and so forth and water into blood. There's one Moses, the rest of them just believe what he said. There was a group up there wanting to make an organization out of it, Dathan and them, and God said, separate yourself from it in the world of them. And that was only a type of this being the antitype. Well, the world gets them by and by. You see what happens to every one of them. But thou canst
believe, all things are possible. You believe that?
Yes.
Sure. All things are possible if they believe. All right? You pray. You put your faith in Almighty God. There was a question here that I wanted to say here. Yes. When your neighbors see you, and the people that sees you come through this line this afternoon, when they see you coming through this line, they will know what your verdict is after you hear the way you act and the way you testify. If the next time you run to your pastor, "Oh, I didn't get it, I want to try it again," see, you're digging up the seed, it will never come to pass. See, don't dig up your seed, commit it and leave it there. Forget about it, that's up to God. In your heart, if you can believe it, it'll happen. Do you believe that, sir, sitting right there, that gray looking suit on, sitting right back there looking at me? Do you believe that? Then your nervousness left you. I never seen a man in my life. Well, we strangers one another, sir. That's right. That's what you're suffering with. That you might know, me being a servant of God, the woman sitting next to you is suffering with stomach trouble. That's right. You believe it? Raise up your hands, you believe you're healed. Just have faith. The woman sitting next to her has got heart trouble. You believe that? That God will heal you? Oh, that's it. If you believe it, you can have it. One sitting next to her has female trouble. You believe that God will heal you? The woman sitting next to that little heavy set lady, she's got diabetes. You believe God will heal you? The woman sitting up there has got something wrong with her. She's got female trouble sitting right up there on the end of the road. I believe that's her daughter sitting right back from her there. Has got some kind of a head trouble that's caused by an accident. Is that right? Raise up your hands in the balcony.
Where is he? I'm
all his words, the works that I've answered you. What the damn people of the balcony? Somebody else read for a minute. Now you'll be watching for unbelievers. My parents. How many of you see the gun?
Yes.
No, he doesn't have that. The weeds are together. All the people in this little here that got a bad part. Form a way much more than this. I'm in the pastor here today. It's on trial also. You believe that parts of the East were greater than all living matters. Come here. If I leave here, and you see what's going to take place this afternoon, and these people being healed, then someone will say, "See, are you the Baptist of a little different ministry of going? He leaves the pastor flat before the congregation." The congregation says, "Oh, if Brother Robert comes back, Brother Robert, Brother Saul, Brother Brandon, somebody, oh, your pastor has the same right to this that I do as anybody else." Your pastor is a man sent from God as same as any other evangelist. Now I want the real God-fearing believing pastor to come here and stand with you. Walk up here. Form yourself a double mind. I need man that really believes. Don't let us believe. You're sick. If you judge this scripture right, and today while God has appeared to us here, he showed that he is on trial. And we have believed him and know that he tells the truth and he's right. You believe it?
Start believing.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Believe that nervous affliction, sir. Sitting out there again. Believe. Make you well. Have your stomach trouble accident. Believe that God will have a stomach trouble make you well. You believe that you can have it also. Is this all the breathing pastors you're raising here today? All right, that's enough. One's enough. Let all the people that got a prayer card and believe Mark 15. Now remember, it's going to be something if you don't believe it. They don't come up here and have my promise. That's worse than ever. If you don't believe it, say, "Oh, I don't believe it." Wall is a non-believer, gesture, somebody. But if you're genuine to the big brand, you want to make your thing. Your verdict is in as they have. If you want to show the world that your verdict is met, that you believe that every word Jesus Christ says is the same and the witness is perfect in your thing. Go towards the wall and form a line coming right in behind here. Now,
What is my faith?
Let me read it again. It's a strange thing. It just fell open to the place. I believe the Lord wants us to read that again. See? Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11. He did that the same way this afternoon. He's here.
Yeah.
How many of these that Christ and the Holy Ghost, if the Spirit of Christ is the Holy Ghost? Of course it is. There's no three or four gods. There's only one God. There's three attributes of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but they're not three gods. That's Jesus. There's only one God, and that's the attribute, God the Father, but in the wilderness is a pillar of fire. All right, God the Son, God the Father created the body which is God the Son and lived in the Son. See, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. You believe that? If you're Christian, you believe it. And then a little while the world seeth thee no more. And now look, Jesus said, I came from God and I returned to God. As it says, their resurrection is sent up. And when Saul of Tarsus is on his road down to Damascus, a big light fell his fire and struck before him. Is that right? What did he do? He struck him blind. And when he raised up, he said, now remember, he's a Hebrew. He knew what that was, or he would have said, Lord. Lord, who are you? He knew that his people followed that light, that pillar of fire, brought him out of Egypt. Lord, who are you that I persecute? He said, I'm Jesus. Yeah. Hard to kick against the priest. It was him that come in as a pillar of fire that night and turned Peter out of jail. And now look, if that same spirit returns, won't it have the same attributes that it had here? If it's the last, well, what is this pillar of fire? That, now, if I never see you man again and you people, my testimony's proven true. The Bible testifies of it. Scientific world testifies of it. That George J. Lacey said, I often said it was psychology myself, Mr. Man, but said I had an ultra-ray and every kind of an infant ray and everything that I could find. The light struck the lens and this lens won't take psychology.
Amen.
So if I live in a house, it's true anyhow. The church knows it's true. Science knows it's true. Now what about you? Remember, it's not me, it's him.
Amen.
Not me, I'm nobody, but just one of you all. It's him, he has to get somebody. Nobody's worthy of it. But somebody has to do it. Remember, it's not an easy job, but it's a glorious job.
Amen.
Know that your Lord is here. You can tell your brother the truth. But it's hard when you won't believe it. But that, we all have to confront that. Remember now. Now, you audience, are you all about lined up now? Looks like you are. Now, if you come to the balcony, follow right in behind this line here. Now, remember, ye are your pastors, man of God, who believe God. Are you believers? You sit here and make a testimony that you believe this March 16 is true. All right. Now the Bible says, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, God shall raise them up. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now we're going to pray for you now while you're standing reverently, quietly. And then when you pass through here, that just like you were coming, you confess that you believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God. And then you go to the pool to be baptized, or the creek, river, or wherever it says. And when you're baptized, that's all the preacher can do. Preach the word. You believe it. You're baptized for the remission of your sins. Rise up. A new life. Then the way you act from there on proves whether you really accepted Christ. Now, if you believe in divine healing and have accepted him now as your healer, we're standing here to lay hands on the sick. The way you act from the end of that life or on the rest of your life will be the judge no matter what you say. See what I mean? And you're just as sure to get well as you are to remain a Christian. How long are you a Christian after that? As long as you believe. And you're healed as long as you believe. Notice, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink a deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. In the face of this, my mind reached the verdict about 35 years ago. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
By believing him, he's identified himself here this afternoon as fallible proof, a miracle. Anything that's unexplainable is a miracle. The show he does every time. You say, why don't you just, did you know one woman touched his garment and he said, I got weak? How many know that? Virtue is gone from him. Now he was the Son of God. How about me, a sinner saved by grace? But he promised to do it. It's his promise. You don't have to do it, but he promised he'd do it. Now, do you believe they're all in the line? Believe your mind has reached that verdict. That's going to be in your lap now. Your mind has reached that verdict that you believe that Jesus Christ spoke these words. If you do, you're in a prayer line, raise your hand. All in the prayer line, except your healing upon the basis of this, that you believe your pastors and all of us, that we are serving the true living God, and that witness that you see the Jesus identify him. Your witness, the one that takes the word, the same that the dead forever. Can you raise up your hand? It's got to happen.
Amen.
It's got to happen. I don't care who you are. If you stay with that, it's got to happen. Moses, Father, I don't think that the same as the first brought forth the child without earthly father, it'll be the same thing if you don't die. Roy, come here now and take this. Saints only believe. Just a minute till we pray. Ministers, let's bow our heads. Congregation, everyone. Our Heavenly Father,
amen.
The strain of this moment. We are wondering, Lord, just how many really believe. The seed has been sown. The word has been read. Christ, the Holy Ghost, has appeared before us and showed that that light that was in this light, and he was the light of the world. He's the light now. He's the great eternal light. And he has appeared before us this afternoon and done just what he said he would do in this generation. The word's been thoroughly spoken. The word's been thoroughly identified. And the people now, if they just thoroughly believe it with all their heart, we're praying for them, Father.
Yes.
Take all unbelief. May the man that was witness against you this afternoon, old man unbelief, skeptic, and impatient, may he be cast from among us today. May he go into the outer garden. May he leave this building.
Amen.
That's a great defense witness, the Holy Ghost, can quicken every word as they pass by. Granted. May they go from here, their mind has already passed the verdict, and they're coming through, and that Holy Spirit quicken that word to them that the work is finished as soon as the last application has been done by laying hands on the sick. Granted, Lord, I claim every one of their healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, next thing to be done, lay on hands like a ceremony for baptism. You believe now.
Brethren, this is the gospel you preach to, and you pray for me.
Now, everybody, just as reverent as you can, and look this way, and you believe with all your heart. Just believe just everything that's in you, you believe. And don't doubt of it. Now, here's a lady standing here. I suppose her and I are strangers to each other. I don't know her. And
once.
You saw me
once before.
What about?
Fairwater.
How long was that?
St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg. Yeah, I've been in St. Petersburg. Been several years ago. When I was probably sitting out in the audience or something like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know you. You don't know nothing about you. So, now, here talking to you, it'd be just like our Lord and that woman met at the well that time. And he talked to her just a moment to find out where her trouble was, and he found because she was human, and she had a life, a spirit, and he was God, and he had the spirit of God with him, and there was something wrong with that woman, and the Father showed him what that was. You know, he said he didn't do nothing until the Father showed him first. You know, that's St. John 5:19. Is that right, brother? He said, not what he see. He had to see it first. Jesus never done one thing until he saw a vision first. How many know that's true? St. John 5:19. I do nothing till the Father. I see the Father doing it first. See? Now, if he, of course, I'm not him and you're not her, but it's still the same God. See? And we're here meeting for a purpose. Now, this woman here, as you might understand, we know not each other. Several years ago, she's sitting out in the audience like you are tonight when I was at St. Petersburg. She said, in a meeting. I have no way. She's a total stranger to me. Know nothing about her, and the Heavenly Father knows that. But now, she's here for some cause. She might be for somebody else. Financial trouble, domestic trouble. She might be sick herself. I might be standing for somebody else.
I don't know what she's here for. See, she's just a woman. I wonder if she was sick, and I'd be like our noble brother, Brother Oral Roberts, and lay hands upon her and say, the Lord heal you and make you well. And you go believe that, it's all right. That's scripture. And if you believe it, you get well. See? But see, that's Brother Roberts' ministry. That isn't mine. Now, this is another angle. One up here at the end line. Now, what was Jesus? The same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, if he stood here wearing this suit that I got on and he gave me. Now, if the woman's sick, could he heal her? Be careful now. Be careful. No, he couldn't do it. He's already done it. See? See, he was wounded for our transgression. By his stripes you were healed. He's already done it. The only thing he could do was just identify himself to her. Is that right? And make it know that he's raised from the dead and alive. And now, that he had identified himself, and the only way he could do it would be like he was then. He'd be the prophet. Is that right? Now, it wouldn't be me, because I don't know anything about it, so that let me out. But it has to be him. So if we are the branch and he's the vine, he sends his spirit into me, they'll let me know something of you, or something, what you want, what you have in, what you are, what you will be, or something other. You don't know where it's the truth or not, if it's already happened. So that ought to make you really see that he's alive and with us today. See? Will that make you believe? If you do it, now raise your hands. I want to know, so you promise God it will make you believe. See? That he's the, he is. Now, I've been talking about him being the same yesterday, but now, is he? Is he alive? That's me. Is he here? We shouted and felt something. It's like if a man ever had sight, he walked out and felt the sun, he wouldn't know what it was. It was something warm. But if he could see, he'd see what it was. He'd say, that's the sun. What is the sun that another man never sees? Maybe this, no one ever had the sense of sight before. Now, this is an insight. And the thing that you've been praising and rejoicing about, here it manifests itself, and you see what it is. Now, here it is with this Bible in here. Fine bunch of brothers here, all around, both of us strangers. Now, may the Lord Jesus reveal, not to heal, or to give her what she wants. This money, it has to be pretty low, because I haven't got very much, but I do the best I could, but now to heal, I couldn't do it. See, it has to come from him. But now, if he will tell me something about you, you know I know nothing, and if he tell me something about you, it would increase your faith, but it would make you believe that he is here. Now, may he do it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control now to give witness to this Word of God. I just be praying now. You say, what was you waiting for, Brother Branham? How many of you ever seen a picture of that light? That's what, here it is right here now. It's right here now. Now she couldn't hide herself, but she could try to. Couldn't do it now. She's a nice person. She has nothing to worry about. She's conscious something's going on too. But what the woman wants, she's got a crippling condition coming up on her, arthritis. It's coming up on her. That's right. Raise your hand if that's true, if it's arthritis. Now, you believe me, I tell you where the arthritis hurts you worse at? It's in your bones. That's right. And you got something else wrong with you. You believe God can tell me what that is? You got a tumor.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Raise up your hand. You believe God can tell me where that's at?
Yes.
On the breast.
Yes.
That's right. Wave your hand like this. See? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe with all your heart?
Yes.
Go ahead. It won't bother you no more. Just go believe with all your heart. That's all you're saying.
Amen.
Now, that seat, I don't know the woman. Now, you know how long I spoke to you? Better than 45 minutes. I'm weaker right now from that than I was all the seat. Now, here's the lady. We're strangers to one another, I suppose. We don't know each other, but God knows us both. Now, if Jesus will tell me something about you, which you know I don't know, would that help you to have faith in what you're going to ask for? Would it help the audience now? See, I remember he promises, the scene said exactly as Sodom. You see Sodom, you see Billy Graham, everything this way. I watched the Abraham group up here. See, the royal seed of Abraham, being dead in Christ or Abraham's seed. That is right, brother. That's a good one. The tumor. Right. Operation don't do no good, and you're having trouble with it all the time. You believe it's going to leave you now?
Yeah.
God bless you. If you have believed it, so will it be for you. Have faith, but don't doubt. Have faith. All right, next. Here you come. You're the next patient. Now, we are strangers one another. We're strange. I've never seen you before. You're just you never saw me in your life. Now, I've never seen you in my life. We're just two people that met. Now, what is this? It's a gift. See, a gift isn't something like a stick or a sword you cut with and things. A gift is a way to get yourself out of the way. See, I have to get myself out of the way, then the Holy Spirit takes over. See, it isn't what you take and do something with it. A gift to get yourself out of the way, and then God uses you, see, as you get yourself. It's like a little, you can't explain it, because you can't explain God. We believe God, we don't explain it, we can't. You know God by faith, and not by science or any other way. You don't scientifically prove Him, you just believe Him. You can't prove what love is. You can't prove what joy is. The whole armor of God. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, gentleness, patience. That's all. Supernatural. You can't prove it, but you got it, see? That's it. But you know it yourself. The lady is very much wearied. She's got something wrong with her mouth, inside her mouth. That's right. That's right. Raise up your hand. And it's cancerous, your phrase. That's right. You say you guessed that. I didn't guess it either. You don't guess those things. Look here again. You're a very fine person. Something happened to you then, but if... Here, you've had a car accident, too, haven't you? That's right, raise up your hand. That's you, see now. I wouldn't know that. You're rejoicing to sleep, God. You believe? Now, you out there, just start believing with all your heart. Don't doubt, but believe every word to be the truth. See, that's Him. That's your Lord. He's right among you. You believe that out there? Now, we're strangers one to the other. I suppose. I don't know you. And you don't know me. Well, that's good. Now, that makes it so that I never was here before, you know. You're in the city. And your need or whatever it is, you believe God can tell me your need or whatever it is, you believe me? It's not for yourself. It's for somebody else. That's right. That's a grandchild. And that grandchild is kind of retarded. That's exactly. It's in another place. It isn't here. Something like New Mexico or something. It's in New Mexico. That's what it's saying. Don't believe it. We are strangers one to another. We are first time meeting. But a man sitting out there thinking like this, looking, you're suffering with stomach trouble, sir. That's right. You were sitting there wondering how it ever got. Wasn't that right? To think about your own stomach. That's right. Raise up your hand. I don't know a man, never seen him in my life. All right? You got a habit you want to quit smoking? You want to quit that smoking? That's what's called your stomach. When you smoke cigarettes, nicotine goes down, throws your stomach in the spasm. I never seen a man in my life in there. Yes, that's straight up. That's the truth, sir. I renounce the cigarettes from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's going to be made well. I never seen him in my life. What did he touch? He touched the master. By the way, the lady sitting next to you there, little one, she has stomach trouble also. That's right. You want to get over your stomach trouble, lady? See the spirit's right thing. Don't you see that light hanging on there, mom? That's right. All right, that's right. Now you go believe. Your nervousness will lead you, and that's what caused your stomach trouble. That's right. You believe with all your heart. All right. By the way, there's another lady sitting there next to you. She has an allergy. Is that right? You see that lady? That's right. Stand up to your feet and admit it. All right, you believe your God will take away from me? Then you have what you have for. Now, I've never seen that in my life, and that's exactly what it is. What did they touch? They touched the high priest that could be touched by the female bear infirmity. Any of you out there, you believe the same thing. Just believe. Sitting there, a man wants the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He's hunting for a job, too. You believe that God will give you the Holy Ghost and give you the job? I'm going to raise your hand up right here. Sitting there with the orange shirt on, all right? I never seen him in my life. That's exactly what he's thinking. Is that right? Wave your hand like this. Now, don't you see the Word of God discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart? Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. That's Him out there. You know, it couldn't be me. I'm not out there. I'm 20 yards from Him. But He touched the high priest. Oh, the thought of Christ being present, man. Then you comprehend it. Excuse me, lady, I just have to follow. You know, it's such a draw of faith. It's dark out there now. It'd be hard to keep away from it, you see. All right? You are a believer. And you believe that operation that you're about to have. You believe that God can take that away from you before having the operation. You believe it? And you believe now that you got that daughter that's got some kind of a hay fever or something like that. You believe that God will heal her of that hay fever? Do you read that? All right. Now go put your hands on her. And believe it all your heart. And God will heal her. You won't eat your supper? Then your stomach will be all right?
All right, they go.
That's it. Don't doubt. Come, ladies. You believe God can heal that diabetes and make you well?
Yes,
sir. With all your heart, you believe in heart, and go on your own. Rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, with all your heart. God can heal your back trouble and make you well. Do you believe that? All right, just go on your own and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, with all your heart. You've got to believe. Come, lady. You're young, but you die easy with heart trouble. But you believe God can heal your heart, then go on your own rejoice. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, come, sir. Got nervous. You get peptic ulcer in your stomach. Go eat your supper. Jesus Christ make you well. Believe it all. You believe God can heal that asthma? Sitting out there looking at the glasses, I don't know, check it, dress, away. You believe that on the end there? You believe God will take care of the asthma? Raise up your hand if you believe it. All right. He'll heal you. What do you think about that sitting right behind her, mister? You believe you can avoid that tumor operation? Believe God will take that tumor and heal you? Heal you the tumor? You believe that?
All right. You can have yours.
All right. You should just have faith and don't doubt. God will sure do it. Amen. How many believes out there with all your heart now that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe that that's the resurrected Jesus? Now, if any of you know that, I couldn't do that. I know nothing about you all. But he does. Now, the Bible also says this. How many of you as believers raise your hand? Now, Jesus said his last words to the church as he left. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that? Now, will you do something for me then? Now, you lay your hands over on each other. Just don't do nothing. Just put your hand over them. Sorry, standing next to you. Just round like that. Touch one of us. I want to ask you a question. Won't you look at me? Remember, as firmly as the scripture says, this Abraham never saw one more sign until the son came to Israel. That's the last time that Abraham saw in all this time. Let me tell you, church, here's your last one. The appearing of the son will be pretty soon. In an hour when you think not, you'll be caught away. People go out on preaching thinking they're getting saved there, and then he'll be just like it was in coming of John. All they go out on. Done past the time. But it's later than we think. Now, you've got your hands on one another, and you've seen something that Jesus promised in this last age he would do it. And here he turned right around and done exactly what he said. Now, you say you're a believer. I believe that. Now, you got your hands laying on somebody, and his presence is here now. Now, that's him. I just seen a man get healed just then. Just right there with his hands laying on somebody else. See? It's just what it ought to do. But you see, it comes into the time when that lady will see a church age is on. There's very time revival just light and go like that. But see, it come when he was kicked out of the church. Remember the name of that earthquake? Remember the lady in the church age? He's on the outside of the church knocking, trying to get back in. See? That's where it's coming. He's trying to get back. He's willing to identify himself to you for your prayer. Now, don't you pray for yourself. You pray for the ones you got your hands on. Because they're praying for you. See? And then you believe with all your heart. Just pray the way you do in your church. If you pray loud, pray loud. If you pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Whatever way you do in your church, you pray and say, Lord Jesus, I am sure that I'm in your presence now. The great Lord Jesus is raised up from the dead and has identified himself right in this auditorium, way down here in my, or close to a temple, Florida. Way down here, and here you are in this auditorium tonight, and with the spirit that you had on you when you were here, you sent it back among us, and we see our own faith. Our brother Bram with faith to get ministered to him that he was born with. And here he had faith to stand there and throw himself away from everything knowing none of us. And you come in and use the gift because he just relaxed himself. And you use it. Here was people up on the platform out here in the audience, total strangers. And it manifested the Word of God. It manifested. Know that he is the Word. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Here you are, and I'm a believer in you. And I have my hands on somebody. They had their hands on me. Now, great presence of Christ heal this person. And I'm going to pray for all of you. Now, you pray for one another as I pray for y'all, and you'll be healed, every one of you right now, every one that will believe. Heavenly Father, as this group of people here tonight, and we thank you for your presence, Lord. That proves to us that our Christian religion is right. Mohammedan religion, Buddhists, and all of them, they're dead and in the grave. But we got an empty tomb in a living Christ who is here with us tonight, identifying himself in the person of the Holy Ghost, moving through us and showing that he is the Word for this hour. He is the Word to make these promises that this hour live. And if he can make that identified promise, to identify himself with, how much more will he keep his promise of healing that we've seen done through the years? Look at them hands of the believers, Lord, laying on each other. I offer this prayer in their behalf, Lord, that each one of them will be healed. Granted, may the power of Jesus Christ surge into every one of them, and may faith come, that they can, though they not even know who that person is, got their hands laid upon them. But we know that you're here, and we're touching you with our faith. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave this audience. Come out of this people, that they might go and be free, in the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you now believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ makes you well? Stand up on your feet. Say, I believe. All right, now the prayer of faith is prayed. Wonderful. Wow. God bless you. That settles it. Amen. Now, how many with your hands hanging down like this that did not believe on Christ and have never accepted him as your Savior, and you'd like just raise your hands and say, in your presence, Lord, the same God that I believe will judge me at the day of judgment, he's here in the form of the Holy Ghost, I now will accept you as my Savior. Raise up your hand and say, I will do it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. 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 God bless you. Wonderful. There. God bless you. Another. I'll raise up my hands. I now want to accept him while he's here. I'm in his presence. You'll never be any closer to him. See him face to face. Because here, all of his characteristics is identified right here now. Healing the sick and knowing the secret of the heart. He is the Word of this hour. You believe that? Raise your hands now. Anyone else? Anyone else now that wants to accept him as Savior? Raise your hands way up high now so he sees it. All right. God bless you. That's
one. Maybe yes. Are you just believing all your Let's start looking on the side of this. Somebody just looks at the heavens down after all kinds of things. Don't press that. You can jump over the top of it. If so, it's not the floor out of you. Just remind yourself and say, well, sure, that's the floor out of you. That little cross, I don't know me, but I know Jesus is so true about the word and I believe. Just do it like that. Now I'm sick of me. Now I have you for you. I can give you this on me, but I'm going to get it. Don't worry, people, to be suspicious. You only see this one touch up here. It tells what will happen, who will work out, and all about it. And never one time failing to see the thousands of times in our world. How many have fallen and those are the true great victories? Well, my. Never, they can't be enough for God to do that. Because it's just not, it never can fail. Now, we got that doesn't mean, because he's already done that, to get the dinner by him and share to keep that time. Now, if he's kept that promise, he keeps the hearing time. That's what that is. He keeps the hearing promise, and he keeps that promise. It's the more sure time. What if somebody is sitting in a wheelchair, and I pick them up, it could be a good thing. It's like, how is there a little something to take that and just walk? But it takes a hundred dollars from the heart. That's one thing. You know what you've done, who you are, and all around you. That makes God alone. And he's perfect in his time. Here. I wish I could explain this. You don't need time to explain it. You can't do it. But now, if I can say this word, something inside of me has changed to another dimension. See? I'm looking right at that pillar of fire that's as far as Israel can go. How many of you have seen the picture of it? I'm looking right at that. Looking nice and straight at it, hammering, kind of yellow, looking green. Turning around, I see a woman moving up and sitting right there for looking right at it. And she's sitting right there looking at me, and she's suffering, she's praying for the disease that she has, it's a blood disease that she's dying of. Right? Right. Both of them, you should be able to say everything. That's why you
What is that? You were thinking of trying to open the cross. I see you in my life. And just as that, you're looking down the course of crucifixion. Now, you don't know who you are. Neither one of you, you guys are raised up your hands. If you don't know me, or if you don't know me, then it had to be you. Well, I don't know you. It had to be you. If you just believe with all your heart, God will make it easy. You have to do this. Here. This man who said something to somebody, he said, my little friend, back in the day, he said, well, I should. We're strangers to one another, sir. Is that right? He said, you're not out of my house. No, it's behind you, sir. No, it's behind you. But man, that wants to. This won't be great, you believe me. Man, that wants to. If God lets you, you get to look around. If God will tell you about the trouble, you think you'll be here. You got heart trouble. But that's how they're going to be. Okay? You said you're here. Now, there's a man under raising hand somewhere around here in this book. You. You believe me, God, the servant, the prophet? You do? You're also suffering with a heart trouble. You have arthritis also. That's your wife, say you see it. And she suffers with arthritis. And she also can't be in his bed. But that's not me that's a dream. That's right. You see how happy we are? Sister, there's no new place to be not me.
Praise the Lord.
Believe with all your heart. I'm a preacher. Have faith in God. Oh, God. Let's preach. You're just a man on the grave that you can remember your name. And since there is a fire, there's a life and life in the Word of prayer. Do you believe me to be God, not the servant? Do you think I believe you were doing anything to be all right when you raise up your hand? I'm a close friend. That's what you pray. Next thing you can read with his hand, you can call him believe. But what we see as God is you do with God of the Bible. That's right, that's not where you're here, sir. Do you believe? So are you bringing that in that faith? This little lady sitting out here saying, do you believe, baby? Believe with all your heart? Do you believe that somebody else will believe it? You do? You got a burden on your heart, haven't you? That's for your daughter. She isn't here. You mean by saying when she did that? She lives in California. She's got her heart shattered. She's going to die if something is done for her because she shattered the cancer. But that's why there's a hand. You think I'm telling you who you are to the help of God? Jesus told Simon who you are. Is that right? Is that right? That's right. There you go. A little musician there is going to be on your feet. She's kind of weird about some things too. That's right. So you were praying all around yourself. Is that right? You're listening. Believe with all your heart. I don't know what you're saying. That's true. Believe it behind the pretty head of the sun. So you do the gospel. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's all. Do you believe with all your heart? Come up here and testify.
that you said to me as your Savior. For you witness me before men, and him will I witness before my Father and the Holy Angels. You're ashamed of me before men. Him I'll be ashamed of before my Father and the Holy Angels. Now look, remember, he knows your heart. He's proved that. He is the Word. Now, I want you to do that with you. But I want you now to accept me as you pray. Lord Jesus, when that life is moving over and around the people, visions and breaking forth, over the people, all of a sudden it's stopping and coming back and you said, for you to do this, obedience is there as a sacrifice. And Lord Jesus, this company of people, many of them, that are believing on you right now are respecting you as their Savior. They believe. They know that it's true. They were right here when it happened and know that you have risen from the dead and you're still alive and know that we're going to judge to meet at the judgment seat of Christ. And we won't pardon, Lord. You say your own word. I'll quote it, Father, just so that we'll know. You said, he that heareth my word, that's exactly what we've been talking tonight, and believeth on him that sent me, amen, has present in everlasting life and shall never come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life. Now that's the word, Lord, just the same as John 3:16. Now all the rest of the word, he said, he that will believe, he that will confess me again, he said, before man, him will I confess before my Father and Holy Spirit. But he that's ashamed of me before him, him will I be ashamed of before my Father and the Holy Spirit. Now in your divine presence, as you come tonight, and we're all your Christian believers, feel the presence of your great being, that great all speaking of the deity of God moving around among us, so wonderful. The blind eyes of the unbeliever who doesn't believe the word. And how it opens the eyes of those who will believe. Now you open the eyes of these people by revealing yourself to them. Now Lord, open the hearts of these people and make your abode with them. They're yours. I've given to you your trophy of your word. Your word has called them. And your word has identified to them. And now they've identified themselves as standing up to give witness that they want you to forgive their sins. You said, if he comes to me, I will know I stand out. And every nerve has away that your word will not fail. They are yours, Lord. They belong to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I claim every one in your name shall be praised for. May they be included in the bride. Go into the resurrection. And if I never get to speak to them upon the earth, shake their hands for the privilege of baptizing me in the Christian baptism. May God on this day when it's all over and we sit down at the wedding supper, may I have a privilege to look across the table and say, oh, I was down in Tampa, Florida that night with Grandma, but I stood and I said, now here he is. See the same Grandma, Lord, keep them in the divine grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. And may these people, just a few minutes before the call, for example, you give identification to your head. Now, if you just stood to your feet, you just stood up all the prayer that's going on. Did you witness something that you have done the right thing, and you believe he is the Son of God, and you do now accept him as your personal Savior? Raise up your hand and say, I do now accept him. God says, this is not all my good. I have now accepted him as my Savior. Now your next step is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you have a room for that, a room for that, you're filled with the body of good in the name. Now finish the prayer. And stop. I want you to move around. See, every time you move, that interrupts the Spirit of God. I know you're on your way to get lay your hands off on each other. Let's just lay your hands on one another and pray for one another. Now that's it. I think each one of you is believers. Always come to feel good to amen. Don't you feel right now that you're brought to the presence of God? That sweet, humble feeling. May our souls never be so carried away with the world and that lovely, sweet feeling of our great Messiah, Jesus Christ, right among us now in the arms of the Holy Spirit. The world will love us without us, but we know him. We see him identified. Remember, in the days of Abraham, that God, that
but in human flesh, you never did go down there and stop. There's two preachers around there, but not you. He stayed with the elect and called out church. That's what his message is to. Isn't it wonderful that he comes to us today? We have to ourselves identified as a loyal King of Abraham, who, with his back turned to the end, told us there was fame. Same thing comes right here in our testimony in human flesh. Jesus said it happens today that when the Son of Man will be revealed. Now he said this next thing, these signs shall follow as you please. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now your hands together, your hearts together, as thou art here, my great. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we bring to you this waiting order. And in this divine presence, O God, no one of those disciples, Cleopas and his friends, it took them all those days to get over to the Emmaus, but a few moments, they were back. They were with the rest of the disciples. They didn't come to argue their religious standpoint, but they come because they had seen. They had been generated, they heard him preach, and they seen identify himself that he was the risen Christ. You are the Word. The Word has been preached. The Word has been made manifest. The Word deserves the thoughts in the heart. It says, well, and we are sure as they are, Lord. Just as sure as they were, we see the sign of the resurrection and the glorious identification of you revealing yourself as your church, and the Word has to be one. It's called husband and wife is one. The bride and the Word become one. The angel of the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt and come into the promised land, was made flesh and dwelt among us, ascended up on high. He said, I come to God and I go to God. Few months later, here he was on the road to Damascus with Saul, sitting down, and Saul seeing that same pillar of fire, said, Lord, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. It's hard for you to kick against the grave. Oh, Lord, you see, 2,000 years later, here he is, scientific and proven, and proven our faith in the church, and doing the same thing he did to identify the scriptures exactly to this day. We don't disbelieve anymore, Lord. We believe. Help our unbelief. May our hearts be turned loose. May sickness lose its power. These believers have hands for one another. Keep yourself shut in. You start praying. Praise the wrong way. Lay your hands up on the